your guys play?
Yeah, certainly had a slow, kind of ugly start to the game. And I thought our offense got to a slow start, but defensively really were able to hang in the beginning. Gave up one big play in the first quarter, but responded really well and got stops when we needed to. And then obviously offensively, had the fumble that went back for a touchdown, and then again a slow start there, but the way the players responded came out in the second half. I think we outscored them 20-0 in the second half. So seeing them be able to, continue to play, continue to find ways to get back in rhythm offensively, continue to, just do a great job up front. I thought, our front seven played really well defensively, and we were able to really just own the line of scrimmage and, keep them off the field. And seeing us improve on third down was a big step forward defensively. So something to build off, certainly how we finished in the fourth quarter.
Jordan, obviously the defense has had some struggles early in the year, but they played lights out on Saturday. What deep factors do you feel like led to the improvement defensively?
Yeah, I think we were able to we were able to be a little bit more multiple in what we're doing. And I think, just our level of tackling really improved. You felt that on the field. So that, all the fundamentals, the techniques were working here, and you felt those take place, and things that we did in practice, those showed up in the game. And it's a good, we had a lot of good film to show the players, and just what we can do. With a level of consistency, we can make those strides each week and continue to get better. So like you said, I was certainly pleased with how they came out and played and played throughout the game.
Question this morning from Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Larry?
Not much. Hey, listen, could that second half performance, could that be a catalyst for the rest of the season? And then let's look ahead. What are you looking at as you face Albany on Saturday? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly some good marks on the second half of great effort plays. I mean, tough plays, physical runs, a defense flying around. So, as I said, I mean, there's things to point out on tape where we are playing with the level of passion we need to play with, to come out and compete. I think looking ahead to Albany, I mean, this is going to be a tremendous challenge for us. And this is a very good Albany team, and the level of success that they've had and the confidence that they play with. It'll be a really big challenge for us to take a next step as a program, and that's the challenge, is like, let's come out and get off to a fast start. Let's come out and play together as we have shown we can do in the second half. We need that from the start. So that's really going to be the focus point, is having a great week of practice and knowing that the preparation that we have during the week is going to put us in the right position during the game.
Your next question from Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler.
Morning, Coach. How's it going?
What's up, Tyler?
I'm looking back. I look at the first quarter when you guys had to punt out of your own end zone and Merrimack took over the ball on your side of the field, but your defense forced a three and out, no points, and then your offense went down and scored. I mean, it could have easily been a two touchdown lead there. Just how important was that stop in your momentum for the rest of the game?
Yeah, huge. I mean, I think just seeing our defense, as you say, get the ball on the plus side of the field and then walk away with no points, that's a confidence builder. That's something that we've may have struggled with in the first two or three games, but in this game we were able to respond and play better. And that's the thing, is like, playing complementary football is something that has to happen here at Maine. We have to be able to do that, and we have to do that sooner in games, and kind of build off each other. So, definitely pleased with, how our guys showed that they can do that. We'll continue to come out and get going with a faster start this weekend.
Next question, Jordan from Travis Lee. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Jordan. You've made a couple references to starting faster. Are there things that you can do scheme-wise, offensively or defensively, to try and, help you start quicker, or is it really just on the guys to be ready to play, from opening kick?
We've addressed those things, like, in practice, and we certainly know, like, as coaches, like, there's ways to put our players in a position to come out with a faster start, and so, like, we've done things in practice, certainly calls and what we're calling help with that as well. So, like, there are areas and ways we can do that, and we have done that, and we'll continue to look for ways to do that, just to prepare our players to be to play at a certain level right from the start.
Jordan, certainly some great defensive performances when you have the kind of day that you had. But Keyshawn Dyson, 10 tackles, tackle for loss, forced a fumble. Just talk about his afternoon.
Yeah, Keyshawn has done a great job here. Great addition to our team. Comes to work every day and really has a positive attitude. So, really excited to see him just play with that level of confidence and that level of speed that we know he has. And when he did, obviously you saw he was disruptive. So, I mean, he can be a disruptive player. He can be an impact player. He's played at Sam. He's played at Mike. So his value is extremely high in terms of his ability to be on the field in different roles. And he's got a big capacity to know what he's doing on the field as well.
Talk a little bit about we've talked a lot about the defense, but the offense, Carter Peavy, 255 yards through the air and a couple of touchdowns on a rainy day. How did you feel like he played, especially in that second half?
I think Carter is, continuing to grow and get better. I think he's shown that he can certainly make plays with his arms and his legs. Seeing him in the second half really just settle in and play and compete. And that's one thing that, I love about Carter is just his competitiveness. He's a competitor, he's a leader. I think it's just getting we're still in such a phase here with him getting acclimated to even some of the guys around him, and but he's done a tremendous job, and excited to see him continue to get better this weekend.
You touched a little bit with Larry about UAlbany, a new quarterback in Miles Burkett, a lot of new faces from that team a year ago. First of all, what do you see out of the quarterback? And then how is this UAlbany team different than maybe the ones you've seen in the past with all the new guys?
Yeah, Miles, Burkhead, the quarterback, I mean, just really impressed with his ability to make throws all over the field. Thought he handled himself really well in some really tough competition, obviously West Virginia and Idaho. And then, obviously I had a lot of respect for Albany, especially their front and, their O-line and just the physicality and the experience there. And just their ability to find ways to productively move the ball down the field offensively. I think they're creative in their scheme and knowing, how to get their playmakers the ball. And so you see those things and some carryover, certainly in looking at Griffin Whittle, just seeing him and, he finds ways. He's a tough running back as well. And then defensively, the thing that stood out is just, there's some different names there, different faces, but there's still a level of, passion that they play with on the defensive side of the ball. There's a level of pursuit, violence at the line of scrimmage. You feel their safeties running the alley, supporting the run, being physical, sure tacklers. So, they really haven't missed a beat. Obviously there's different names, but there's, that level of standard of play you still see and feel on tape.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning, as always, and I look forward to talking.